I love the horns. How can you not love the horns on a Saturday morning as gorgeous and beautiful as this in the wonderful state of Arizona? You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Okay, Mr. Mike, let's bring Lloyd calling from Scottsdale into the conversation real quick because this is a topic that Rosie has flopped on. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Very super fantabulous.
Yeah, so I was calling to get your idea on AeroSeal for air conditioning ducts. Our house was originally built in 88. We moved in 98. We know we have some leakage, and we've had our coils cleaned and everything. So our system's in really good shape. But I just wanted your opinion on AeroSeal.
If you'd have called me 4 years ago, I would have told you not to waste your money.
Yeah.
You know, and I always I don't particularly hate it when a politician flip-flops. I mean, I like people that continually take input on a topic that may sway them one way or another.
I will
tell you, Lloyd, that the early results of AeroSeal were not impressive. They were hugely expensive. It didn't accomplish, I didn't think, what the investment was worth. And I told people for years, don't waste your money. I have flopped on that. The technology and the equipment changed a little bit. They developed a little bit more refined method of application and more objective testing of the product and more training of the technicians. And done correctly, AeroSeal is going to seal your ductwork up to about 97%, and you can't get any better than that.
Right. Well, that pretty much confirms, you know, the research that I did online. But, you know, I know it could be different out here, and I just want to get your expert opinion.
You bet.
So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, man. Well, we appreciate the call. We do the best we can to stay current on research and new techniques and technologies. And AeroSeal isn't the only thing I've flip-flop on in the last 40 years of remodeling as well. I do tend to be a little hard-headed, and I do tend to be a little set in my ways and a little bit reliant on old things that I've seen last for 40 or 50 years before I jump into something new. But AeroSeal, which came out about 10 or 15 years ago, is a great product today, the way they currently have it installed. It's worth the investment. Okay. Did Romy jump back on the line and join us? He's left the Arizona.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little scraggly, but I can hear you.
Yeah, my battery on my remote unit's about to clonk out on me, but I just pulled up to Double T, what formerly Dunn's Arena. And just found my little crew for the junior rodeo this weekend.
All them little kids in boots and hats leading their horses around. We're going to church this afternoon so we can drive out early tomorrow morning and see your kids compete in the rodeo.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to seeing y'all.
Oh, man. What's everybody going to be competing in tomorrow?
Oh, we have team roping, breakaway roping, ribbon roping, goat tying, goat tail pull, barrel racing, pole bending.
And both the girls, Roxy and Tinley, have set personal best just this season so far. So they're really hot right now.
It's a great great season. We had a nice long break in between their last two events that we got a lot of practice on for. So we're ready to roll.
And my grandson, Remy, this is his first rodeo season. All right. Going to be fun watching him. Hey, thanks for the update, bud. See you out there at Dunn's in the morning.
Sounds good.
Okay, buddy. Hey, let's see if we can bring John in the conversation real quick. Calling from Tucson. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What you up to?
So last year, starting in May, we had a general contractor come out and take off the 412 pitch common trusses that were on our 1970 house.
Okay.
And put in a vaulted truss that took it up to about a 612 pitch.
Okay.
So we had, you know, some good clearance and, you know, through the great room and all.
Big, that's a big project.
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay.
So the house runs east-west.
Okay.
So, you know, the roof is going to see a southern exposure and
okay.
the northern side.
Okay.
So now it's been, you know, pretty much 7-8 months later since they really got the roof on. They got the roof on in July, got it insulated in July.
We're running tight on time. What's your question?
Okay, so now the north side has bubbles, 4-foot-long bubbles in the shingles, every spot where two of the roof sheath boards butt together.
No.
I'm not seeing anything on the south side. There are no vents. There's no ridge vents.
Okay, John, hang on one sec. I think I've got a couple suspicions. I am running up a little bit tight on time. I'm going to end the broadcast, but I'm not going to disconnect you from the phone. As the stations all go to top of the hour news, I'm going to finish answering your questions. I've got a couple very distinct suspicions. When I get back, I want to talk to all of you listeners about water quality. There's so much bad information on water quality. We're going to straighten it and clear it all up the next hour.